and a lovely email earlier on. Actually, the second such email I've had from someone who'd booked on the Mozart tour coming up in about a month's time, I think. And she was writing in to say, can we have a Haydn tour, please? And I thought that was something really nice is starting to happen. People are really starting to take possession of this Thursday night music tour. And so we're getting requests now. So that's the second such request for a Haydn in London tour. So, that's next. There's a Jimi Hendrix tour. There's a Lionel Bart tour, the composer of Oliver. There's a History of Radio tour and Judy Garland. So we've got all manner of music to cover on a Thursday. But tonight, it's George Frideric Handel. Now, those of you who've joined me before, maybe you're getting tired of my joke. It's my favourite joke. I like to describe George Frideric Handel as the greatest Englishman ever born in Germany. The greatest Englishman ever born in Germany. He became a naturalised citizen, but born in 1685 in Halle, in Germany. We're looking for him in London. We're going to discuss how he introduced Italian opera to this country in 1712. We'll look for Brook Street and Mayfair, his manor, his neighbourhood. And we'll talk about the development of that part of town at the time that Handel was here. We'll discuss the water music. We'll take a boat trip, in actual fact. We'll take a boat trip to discuss the water music. And we'll look at Handel's royal connections as well. So there's a lot going on. We should take about an hour or so to find out as much as we can about Handel in London. The overture, I'd like to look at the London man. Handel, the London man. Of course, born in Halle in Germany. I'm dedicating this tour this evening to his time in London, which was, you know, most of his adult life, in actual fact. Hence my little joke about him being the greatest Englishman ever born in Germany. Here's the portrait by Thomas Hudson on screen now at our glorious National Portrait Gallery. Now, the other thing that I love to do with these music tours on a Thursday night is I like to drop you an email tomorrow morning. An email with a playlist featuring other things to listen to this evening and other links to explore, things to watch and read. So it's a follow-up email. I call it your aftercare package. And I'll put a link in there to the National Portrait Gallery so you can spend a little more time with this portrait, which I think is a terrific portrait of Handel towards the end of his life. But he arrives here 1711, then settles in 1712. Why is he here? Well, here's a view of London around that time in the early 18th century, with, of course, St. Paul's dominating the skyline and the multiple church spires of Christopher Wren. Why is he here? Well, he's a canny man. He's a canny man. He's wise. He's smart. It's a new way of funding that he's identified. Composers relied on patronage. They relied on wealthy patrons, and they often would go and live at that person's abode or court or residence. And they would be in a fairly precarious position, given, their security would be based on the whims of their patron. Handel identifies London as a money place. Now, we've got a view of the city of London here, the richest square mile on God's green earth, the banking district. These days, more than 500 banking institutions have their headquarters in the city of London, where they will buy and sell everything. Everything's for sale. And Handel identifies this through this period of relative calm in London and England's history. People are making money in the city of London, and they are keen to spend. They are keen to invest on the finer things in life. We have a newly emergent middle class, and one of the things they're keen to spend on is the arts. Now, Handel identifies this, I think, in so much as you can set up, say, an opera company, and you're not shackled to one investor. If that one investor's fortunes go down, then you're in trouble. In London, where people are well used to investing and buying shares, we're on the cusp of the South Sea bubble disaster here in London, where the famous crash in the 18th century. You can set up an opera company, for example, and sell shares in the opera company. And that way you can keep yourself going. So you're not reliant on one wealthy patron. Handel has identified this, and he arrives in London in 1712. Here he is in Thomas Hudson's portrait here. I think it tells us a lot about the man, despite the fact that, well, he hides in plain sight, Handel. He reminds me of Shakespeare in many ways, in so much as we can apply the line to both of them. Facts about the life of Handel are notoriously few. Facts about the life of Shakespeare are notoriously few. So if you're like me, if you like a juicy story, if you like a bit of gossip, Handel provides a challenge, because his personal life remains enigmatic. Let's see what we can glean from this portrait here by Thomas Hudson. Well, the work is prominent. There we go. So it says that Handel's work was more important to him than us knowing about his personal life. Maybe we know too much, or maybe we're too keen to know too much about famous people. So the work is first, Messiah. And we'll talk about Messiah later. I like this sort of raised platform here. It seems to be a balcony scene, but we've got a raised platform, almost like a stage. And these swags here, do you see these luxurious swags here, looking like curtains? I think this is a terrific reminder that Handel is a man of the theatre, A great great passion was the composition of operas. The hand across the body. Now, some people have interpreted this as a signal or a sign or an emblem of membership of the Freemasons, a sign of Freemasonry. I don't know. Maybe we'll never know. I like to look at it and see he's concealing himself. It's almost an inadvertent concealment of himself. He seems keen to, keep his personal life to himself. And then his colours, the colour of his suit, tremendous stuff. Look at the grey. His suit is the colour of the London sky, hiding in plain sight. I think it's an absolutely fantastic and revealing portrait at our wonderful National Portrait Gallery. Closed at the moment, as are all the galleries, of course, but the NPG, the National Portrait Gallery, is due to be closed for a wee while longer than most. They're having a big refurbishment. I'll send you tomorrow in the follow-up email with the playlist a link so you can have a nose around their terrific collection.